Hello and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online Today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news we'll be looking at work and stroke risk, and finally a story about same-day spine surgery. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat podcast number 520, recorded August 28th, 2015. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. Long working hours might increase the risk of cardiovascular disease, but prospective evidence is scarce, imprecise, and mostly limited to coronary heart disease. The authors of a study recently published in the journal Lancet aimed to assess long working hours as a risk factor for incident coronary heart disease and stroke. The authors found that employees who work long hours have a higher risk of stroke than those who work standard hours. The association with coronary heart disease is weaker. These findings suggest that more attention should be paid to the management of vascular risk factors in individuals who work long hours. Surf to our show notes for links.
We'll be back with more news in a moment.
Looking for a good travel deal? Surf to chiropracticradio.com. Find the advertisers link to see current deals at booking.com, Planet Earth's top accommodation site, offering deals at reasonable prices for most types of properties, ranging from campsites to five-star luxury properties. Again, surf to Chiropractic Radio, access the advertisers link, and click into the booking.com page for up-to-the-minute deals. Same-day spine surgery has become more prevalent in recent years, with surgeons expanding the types of procedures they perform in what are known as ASCs, ambulatory surgery centers. At the same time, concerns remain over risks with these procedures and how surgeon investment in these surgical centers may affect patient selection. By 2025, same-day spine surgery could account for almost 50% of all spine surgeries done in the United States. The article reference noted that surgeons should be cautious when selecting patients for procedures performed in this setting, especially when a more complex procedure, such as an anterior cervical discectomy, is planned to be performed in these ASCs. The safety of same-day spine surgery in an ASC depends on the type of surgery and patient's overall experience. The safety of same-day spine surgery and the outcomes are not the same for every patient. Therefore, a patient's comorbidities should be the biggest driver when a surgeon determines whether a spine procedure will be safe for that patient when it is performed on a same-day basis. The study reference shows that 92% of surgeons at ASCs had an emergency protocol in place if a complication arose that could not be addressed at the center. This meant that 8% of those polled had no emergency protocol in place if that situation occurred. Surf to our show notes for links.
As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com.
Finally, I leave you with the following quote from famous basketball head coach John Wooden. Things work out best for those who make the best of how things work out. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.